Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Hello?
It's me.
Oh, Matt, how are you?
Still at Felpisham.
No, darling, I know I spoke to Russell. At last.
Yeah, I know, I'm sorry.
Never mind. What's it like? How are they treating you? Are they looking after you at all?
It's not Grey Gables, Lily.
No, I know.
Big, it's Victorian, that's where the similarity is.
Yeah, I know,
and if you book into a double at Grey Gables, it tends to be with someone you know.
Oh, you're sharing a cell, oh, darling. But look, you won't be there much longer. They'll move you soon.
I don't know. I'm being assessed.
Still?
Nothing happens at the weekend. Yes, all right.
Matt, what's going on?
I haven't got long.
What?
I'll give you a few more minutes, that's all.
Right.
There's other people on the phone, and some of them aren't exactly star pupils in the anger management class.
Oh, wish we'd had time to do this before the remembrance service.
Yeah, me too. I'm afraid I've been so busy.
Oh, Elizabeth, I know the feeling. Still, better late than never.
Yeah, and it's not too untidy. Nothing like the playground when we took it on.
And look what a difference we've made there. Mm. A couple of flower beds this size shouldn't tax us too much.
No. Titcomb's got lots of primulas we can use.
Oh, no pansies or violas?
Plenty of those too, if you prefer.
And yeah, I thought they might be more appropriate round the war memorial. Heart's ease, you know.
Oh, that's lovely, Linda. Yeah, pansies it is.
Good. Oh, well, I'm glad we fitted this in. I shan't have much time at my disposal after Friday.
Oh, is that when Coriander arrives?
And Oscar, yes. Huh. And everyone tells me that once there's a baby in the house, you wonder what on earth you did with your time.
Oh, I'll second that.
Well, you had two to cope with at once.
Yeah, true, but one baby can create chaos all by itself. Hmm. How long are they with you?
Well, Justin's contract is for several weeks. He's in America.
That's so hard on him, having to be away.
Yes, it is. But in this climate, it was an offer he couldn't afford to turn down, you see.
Right.
And he'll be in daily contact, I'm sure. He won't have to miss out on any of Oscar's development.
And will he be back for Christmas?
Yes. They're going to his parents for the festivities. But I mustn't be greedy.
You'll probably be glad of a rest by then anyway.
Oh, far from it. I'm expecting Oscar to energise me.
Yes.
Though I must say I'm glad I'm not doing the pantomime this year. Oh, tell me, Elizabeth, where did you stand on nightlights?
I'm sorry?
In the nursery.
It's all rather a long time ago. It's nearly 10 years.
Oh, yes, I suppose so. Anyway, I found a very interesting site on the net where they go into great detail.
At least let me come and see you.
No.
Please.
Not a good idea.
Oh, but Matt,
here, Lillian.
I just would... Look, there must be stuff you want. Clothes, books. Russell said you can have a radio.
No, nothing.
But you haven't even got a toothbrush. And what are you wearing?
They give you the essentials.
Yeah, well, I can imagine what those are like.
I'm fine.
Please, Matt, let me come.
No, look, just wait, OK? I'll be transferred soon.
Well, how soon?
I don't know. They don't tell you what they don't have to.
No. Look, if I brought you some things, you could take them with you when you do
look,
go.
You don't understand. It's not like packing for a holiday. Stuff gets lost in transfer. Just leave it, OK? Yeah. I really have got to go. They haven't got me working yet, so I haven't got much credit.
You will ring again, Matt.
When I know what's happening.
Please. And Matt, write. And I'll write to you.
I'm going to go. Bye.
I love you.
A good afternoon's work, don't you think?
I do. Though I'm not sure my knees agree. Is that everything, Linda?
Just these.
Oh, Titcomb will be pleased. Contribution for his leaf mould.
Good. Well, can I offer you a cup of tea after all our efforts?
Go on then, a quick one. I must do a couple of hours on the computer when I get back.
Yes, from what you were saying, I'm not the only one who's going to be hard-pressed in the run-up to Christmas.
No, and it's going to get worse, not better. Oh, and that's something else I've got to do. Confirm with Tom where he wants his pitch.
He's helping out with some catering, is he?
Yes, at the antiques fair. With the number we're expecting, the orangery won't be able to cope.
Mm. Well, I shall certainly be paying you a visit, Oscar permitting.
Well, you'll be most welcome. We've got some very classy exhibitors.
Interesting. And that's in mid-December?
Mm, that's right. And then the next weekend, from the 20th and right up to Christmas, we've got Deck the Hall.
Oh, sounds exciting.
Oh, I hope so. It's the first time we've done it.
What does it entail?
Now, I don't know where to start. We're going to have a couple of themed trails. One indoor, one outdoor.
Depending on the weather.
Yeah, well, as long as it's dry, anyway. And it'll go over the treetop walk, all hung with fairy lanterns.
Beautiful!
And down through the arboretum to the birch grove, where there'll be a fairy grotto.
A fairy grotto? I know you're inventive, Elizabeth, but
oh,
really...
No, it's nothing to do with me. I've managed to persuade some students from Felbsham College of Art to do it as one of their projects.
Oh, that was clever of you.
I mean, that's all. If I can get anything for nothing.
Yeah, it's the only way to survive.
Oh, it does help. We're hoping it'll be a real money spinner, but there's lots of details still to be ironed out.
And time marches on.
Yeah, we're having a meeting about it on Wednesday. I want to brief the staff on the whole thing and see if they've got any more ideas.
I don't suppose you've ever had a phone call from prison, Jolene.
Well, no. One of my boyfriends came close,
but... It's awful. There's so much noise. Other prisoners milling round, I suppose. There's just no privacy.
No.
He just didn't sound like himself somehow.
Oh, it must have been horrible for you.
And he couldn't talk for long. They'd given him a bit of credit for the phone, but he didn't want to run it down.
Oh, Lillian.
Only he'd let me go and see him. Why won't he?
Yeah, he's probably trying to protect you. It's not going to be a very nice experience.
I know that, but I want to see what it's like so I can understand.
No, I don't know that anyone can ever really understand. Unless you've done time.
I suppose not. But at least in Felbersham he's close by. I mean, they could transfer him anywhere.
It's not going to be that far away, is it?
I don't know. Oh. And he doesn't know either. He's just got to wait to be told, and even then it could change.
That's the system, isn't it? I suppose things are changing all the time, depending on who's coming through the doors.
It'll be driving him mad, Jolene. Mm. He's sharing a cell with some... Oh, and there's nothing to do all day.
They haven't got him working.
He's still being assessed, apparently. Then I don't suppose it'll be worth starting him on anything till he moves. Whatever work might be. Oh, I don't know. There's so much I didn't get a chance to ask.
He's very frustrating, I can see that. But at least he said you can visit once he's moved.
Yeah, I suppose so.
And at least you had that time away together. I mean, thank goodness for that.
Oh, Jolene.
Where were you exactly? All Jennifer said was one of the Costas. Which one?
Would you believe Costa Rica?
Hey?
And we weren't exactly on holiday.
If you don't mind coming in through the kitchen.
Aha.
Of course not, Linda.
The gardener's returned.
Hello.
Hi, Robert.
Hi, Elizabeth. I take it you're ready for tea?
You read our minds. Oh, what on earth's this?
Take a guess.
Robert, I have no intention of guessing. That's why I'm asking you.
Oh, you're no fun, Elizabeth.
Actually, it looks a bit like something Nigel was talking about doing at our Deck the Hall.
It's for Oscar.
Oh? Well, maybe I've been consulting the wrong websites, but I fail to see what possible pleasure a one-month-old baby could derive from a couple of wire coats.
Not even when I hang these from them.
Oh, they're so pretty.
Christmas tree ornaments.
Well, I thought I'd sort out the decorations while I've got the time. I've a feeling once Oscar arrives, time's going to be in short supply.
Ah, we were just saying the same thing.
Indeed.
I suddenly thought I could make him a mobile.
Oh, Robert, what a lovely idea.
Well, I'd tie them on securely, and I won't use any that have got glitter on or anything that might flake off, just in case.
I've got some ribbon somewhere, red, which will be perfect. And have I got any green left? Excuse me, Elizabeth. Hardly a moment.
Oh, she's so looking forward to having Kaz and Oscar here.
Yeah, I know.
I think I've reassured her about Cradle Cap anyway.
Oh, good.
You're going to have a lovely time.
So, we got
up to Matt tearing up the printout.
Oh, yeah, hmm? Yeah. Yeah, well, that wasn't a good day. Jolene, you won't breathe a word of this to anyone, will you?
No, of course not.
I know, but thanks. Anyway, to cut a long story short, he wouldn't listen to reason. He kept saying we could stay out there, have a great new life, you know, all that stuff.
He really expected you to live out there?
Yeah. I was beside myself. I was in such a muddle. And then Brian, he was really great, Jolene. He phoned and he really made me think clearly.
Oh, good for him.
He told me to go and get two tickets home. Yeah. And if Matt wouldn't come, I was to come back on my own.
And leave him there?
Yeah. So that's what I did. It was the hardest thing I've ever done. Walking away from him, you know, getting into the cab.
It must have been.
And I thought that was it. And then...
Yeah, yeah.
He turned up on the plane. Well, I was trying to get my bag into that locker thingy, you know. He turned up and he said he didn't want to talk about it. And he just sat down.
Oh, Lillian.
And now, I half wish we'd stayed.
No, you don't.
I do, because... Oh. You know, part of me is amazed Matt rang at all. I was the one who forced him to come home and straight to prison.
You didn't know that. He thought it was just a hearing. We all did.
I know, but... Oh, anyway, it's too late now.
You did the right thing.
Did I?
Of course. You know that. And look, Matt didn't get half the sentence you were expecting. 3 or 4 years, you told me.
18 months. Well, it's long enough.
He'll serve around half that, won't he? He's not going to go causing trouble. And he'll be in an open prison soon.
Yeah, I know. I keep trying to tell myself all this, but... Oh, it's the speed of it all, Jolene. I mean, a week ago, we were on the other side of the world, and now... I mean, he's only been in prison 3 days, and it feels like a lifetime already.
Oh. You got to hang in there. You keep busy, keep positive.
Oh.
I'm serious. That's what Matt needs to see when you finally do get to visit.
Oh, darling, you're right. I know you are. And I'm being pathetic.
You're not, Lillian. You've had a hell of a shock.
Yeah. I've got to snap out of it. Somehow.
That should keep you in Leeks for a couple of days.
Well, thanks, Mum.
Glad the shop's been so busy.
Well, it's soup-making weather, isn't it? I made some for Leon at the weekend.
Oh, yeah?
He said it was a real taste of England.
Good. Well, bring him to Bridge Farm and he can see where it all comes from.
Mum, I know you'd like to meet him.
Only if you want us to.
Well, I do. You know we're seeing Adam and Ian on Thursday?
I'd forgotten, but yes, you did say.
Look, I will bring Leon over. It's just that he's so busy with work.
Yes, of course. But it doesn't have to be an evening or even a meal. Just pop in for coffee sometime.
We will. But you'll definitely meet him this side of Christmas, OK?
Yeah, that would be nice. Oh, hello, Nick.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Helen.
No kids?
Mum's got them for a bit.
Oh?
Oh, she was supposed to be babysitting tonight, but she's got a horrible cold, so I can't expect her to come all the way out to our place and then trail home.
Oh, you're going somewhere nice?
Well, we were. A maid to mine's 30th. Oh, I got some new shoes and everything.
That's a shame.
Yeah, well, there'll be other parties, I suppose.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you'll excuse me, I've got a few more deliveries, and then I've got a personal call to make.
Ooh, sounds interesting.
No, not really. Brian.
Ah.
Bye, love.
Bye, Mum.
Bye.
Look, Nick, I don't know how you'd feel about it, or how Jake and Mia would take it, but I could babysit.
Oh, Helen, would you?
Of course.
You're not seeing Leon. I mean, you can bring him if you like.
He's working. I'd only be sitting in the flat. I may as well watch your telly and eat your biscuits.
Oh, if you're really sure.
I wouldn't have offered if I wasn't.
Oh, that's so kind. It really is.
What time do you want me?
Oh, it starts at 8, so how about 7:30? We've got to get to Churchham.
Yeah, fine.
All right, I'll try and get them to bed before we go.
Oh, no, I'd like to see them.
Well, we'll see how it goes, eh?
Mmm, a bit more pepper.
That smells good, darling.
Oh, I want Lillian to have something really nourishing. I'm sure she isn't feeding herself.
She's a lucky girl. I'm sorry, I'm going out now.
You'll love it when you get there. Chattering away with all your shooting friends.
Yes, I know I will. So what was this saga about Peggy's glasses?
Oh, Jack knocked them off the kitchen table, apparently, and then trod on them.
What, deliberately?
No. At least I don't think so. Anyway, luckily it's only the frame that snapped, not the lenses.
Oh, good.
So I'm taking her to get some new frames tomorrow.
Why is it always you, Jenny?
What?
We're dealing with Jack's getting more and more difficult, and we're trying to take the strain off your mother, but it all seems to land on you. I don't see Lillian or Tony doing much.
Brian, that's not fair. Tony's a working farmer, and Lillian, well, with everything that she's had to contend
she's
with...
She's got plenty of time on her hands now.
Yes, and as a matter of fact, she wants to use it. And she says she's going to do a lot more for Mum. She's staying with Jack tomorrow for a start.
Good. Well, long may it continue.
Well, I hope it doesn't continue. I want him in the laurels as soon as possible.
Yes, yes. Every time I see him, he's worse. Talking complete gibberish the other day.
Oh, don't. Oh, it's dreadful. How Mum copes, I don't know. Going to try and make it a bit of a day out for her tomorrow. We'll do some Christmas shopping and have lunch in town.
Good idea. Yep, she deserves all the time off she can get.
Yes, exactly.
And so do you, for that matter.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Pat.
Evening.
Sorry to barge in, but I thought this might be a good time to catch you, Brian.
I'm all yours.
It's about this builder you sent round to the shop, about converting it to a flat.
Yeah?
It's not really helpful, Brian. I got a real earful from Susan.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, right, well, I'll just go and check on Rory.
You know I'm doing a lot of research with the parish council. I think people are really keen on the idea of a community shop.
Oh, that's one idea for the business, yes.
Oh, Brian.
Have you seen Jack lately?
At the weekend.
Then you know he's taken a real dive. Peggy can't cope with it all much longer. What she needs with the shop is the best and simplest solution. Yeah. And I suggest that some long, drawn-out shenanigans involving meetings and village opinion, Lord knows what, be neither of those
things.
Well,
that's your view.
I'm only thinking of Peggy. A community shop's a splendid idea, but it's not a quick fix.
So you're not going to back down on the flat?
Certainly not. You go your way, I'll go mine. At least Peggy's got a choice, then. She can opt for whichever way she wants.
They wanted to stay up to see you, didn't they, Will?
Very insistent they were.
Oh, that's nice. I wanted to see you too. But you're off to bed now, aren't you?
Maybe.
Jake, don't be cheeky. You're going to be good for Helen, aren't you?
I like Helen.
Aw, and I like you too, Mia.
Now say night-night.
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 Night.
Sleep tight.
That's it. Now, come on, straight to bed.
Well, they're both good sleepers. Once they're off, you won't hear a peep.
That's good.
Yeah, you should have a quiet night, and we won't be late.
Oh, don't worry about it. You stay out as long as you like.
What, you sure?
Yeah, you have a good time. I've got my book with me, and I'm determined to finish it.
Jenny's just getting Rory to bed. She won't be long.
Fine. You're out this evening, aren't you, Brian?
Yes. Don't worry, I shan't spoil your girl's night in.
Well, at least you'll be spared my miserable face, anyway.
Come on, then. Don't be like that. Haven't heard any more from Matt, I suppose.
No, nothing.
There, get that down you.
Thanks, darling. Cheers.
Cheers.
Just another of the many comforts denied to Matt.
I'm afraid that is rather the point, Lillian.
Oh, Brian. Sounds unspeakable in there. What's it going to do to him?
Oh, come on, Matt's a toughie, he'll be all right.
Yeah, well, I thought so, but... Oh, it'd crack anyone up. And he's hardly been himself lately.
Look, it's not going to be fun, but he'll come through it. You both will.
I hope so.
He'll be on his way to an open prison soon. That'll be a very different regime from Felbersham. If he can get through this first week, he'll be okay.
Yeah, that's what I keep telling myself.
We'll start believing it. And more to the point, how are you?
Oh, everything seems so unreal, you know, day-to-day stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm a figure of great curiosity in the village, of course. The Whispering Brigade are out. Mm.
Yeah, I suppose it'll be in the Echo this week as well.
Oh, I don't care. Everyone knows already. Neil, call round, you know.
Neil?
Mm. To offer his support, I suppose. Said he knew what I was going through.
Because of Susan? Oh, that was decent of him.
Yeah, it was very sweet. Prison's a great leveller, isn't it? Who'd have thought Matt and I would ever have so much in common with the Carters?
Now, look, you two, this isn't funny anymore. I'm getting really cross now. Jake? Mia? Can you hear me? It's not funny. I don't want to have to come up there again. Do you understand? Jake, go to sleep. And you, Mia. It's really late. I mean it. I will tell your mother. Mia. Hello?
Helen? Sorry to call you so late.
That's okay.
I didn't check if Kirsty was definitely going to be back tomorrow. I didn't want to ring any earlier in case you were getting the children to bed.
Huh?
Is everything all right?
No, Mum, it's not. It's been a nightmare.
Well, no.
The minute Nick and Will went out, they turned into completely different children.
Have been playing you up?
Just a bit. I've been up with them. They've been down here. We've had everything. Drinks, stories, something to eat.
Little horrors.
Oh, it's like they were possessed. The energy.
But they're asleep now.
I wish. I can still hear them.
Oh, love, you must be exhausted.
Never again.
Oh, it's probably just this first time. It's a novelty value.
I've read exactly one page of my book.
Well, it's his children, Helen.
I mean, Annette and Sonia could be difficult, but they were never like this.
Yeah, but they were quite a bit older by the time you got to know them, love.
I suppose so.
Once you get the measure of Jake and Mia, they'll know how far they can push you, or not.
You think I'm going to do this again?
Anything that takes you out of your comfort zone, it's good for you, Helen.
Oh, thanks, Mum. Oh, I'll have to go. That sounds like Nick and Will back.
Right, but Kirsty is in tomorrow, is she?
Yep, I'll be in the dairy.
Thanks, love. That's great. Night, then.
Night. Hi.
Oh, yeah? How did you get on?
Oh, fine.
Really? There weren't any trouble?
Yeah, I said they wouldn't be.
Yeah, you did.
They were really okay.
Well, I did have to go up once or twice.
Oh, no.
Mia wanted a drink, you know.
Oh, that old trick.
But it was fine, really. And you had a good time?
Oh, lovely. It was lovely to be out.
Yeah. We'll have to do it more often.
Oh, I wish.
Well,
I wasn't hinting, Helen, honestly.
No, I know you weren't.
But if you're offering...
Well, yeah, of course I will.
Oh, only if you want to.
Yeah, sure. Anytime.
Oh, more coffee.
No, darling, no, I shouldn't. Look, I'm keeping you up.
No, you're not. I'd have waited up for Brian anyway. Oh, pass your cup.
Thanks.
There we are.
Oh, thanks, darling.
Look, Lillian, you haven't got to go home if you don't want to.
Mm?
Well, you're very welcome to stay overnight. You can move in with us if you want to.
Oh, Jenny, you are a love.
No, I mean it. It's better than rattling round the house on your own.
Well, I can't pretend I like it, but I'm going to stick it out.
Well, there's no point in being a martyr. Just because Matt's serving a sentence, it doesn't mean you have to.
Oh, it's not that. Well, maybe it is a bit. I just feel I've got to be there, you know, keep the home fires burning and all that.
Well, it's up to you.
I do appreciate the offer, but I think I've been your house guest for quite long enough this year, I really do.
Okay. Can I ask you something?
Yeah?
These confiscation proceedings in court, well, what happens about it? How much do they want from Matt?
Well, less than from Chalky. But it could be maybe over 1.5 million, I don't know.
Goodness. But the Dower House is in trust, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's safe enough. They can't touch that.
Oh, thank goodness.
Nightingale Farm may have to go there.
Oh, Lillian.
Do you know something? I don't care. They can have everything we've got if they want.
Oh, come
no,
on.
No, I mean it. I'd give it all just to have Matt here now.
Thank you so much for staying with Jack this morning, Lillian.
Oh, Mum, it's the least I can do. I've been no use to you for ages. I ruined your birthday.
Of course you didn't.
No, I did, moping about Matt.
It's perfectly understandable. Have you heard any more?
No, nothing new.
I'm sure he'll find a way to cope in there, dear.
Yeah, I dare say. Look, I don't really want to talk about it, if you don't mind, Mum.
No, all right. as long as you're talking to someone about
it. Yeah, yeah, Jenny's been wonderful.
Good.
Oh, look, there she is. You get off.
Jennifer's insisting on treating me to lunch out, but I expect we'll be back by 2:30 at the latest.
Oh, that's fine, that's fine.
Now, you know about Jack's lunch. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, if he wants his chocolate biscuit, do watch him. He forgets he's got it and they make such a mess of the furniture.
I will. Now, look, you go.
All right.
Oh, dear. Shoe broke.
Bye-bye, Jack. See you later.
Purple.
That's right. Bye-bye, dear. Lock the door after me, Lillian.
I will.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye-bye. Right. There you are. Now, Jack, what are we going to do with ourselves?
Higgs.
Gosh, no, he's not around.
Oh, come on, you.
No, sweetheart. No, come on. We'll go and sit down.
Higgs.
Morning.
Oh, there you are. I wonder what had happened to you.
Oh, sorry, Edward. I had a couple of things to do.
No, I had to hose down all by myself. And I had your mug out already with your cup of tea.
Well, I had to collect my pension because I'm going into Borchester.
You could have got it there.
No, I couldn't. Anyway, we got to use the shop while we got it.
Oh, I suppose. So what's so important in Borchester? Yeah. Hey, pass us that small bale, will you?
I'm starting me Christmas shopping now.
Oh, cheers. Well, you still thought you'd better check on George's inheritance first to make sure I'm not squandering it.
Squandering? Oh, this time next year there'll be twice as many cows to hose down after. And their followers.
Yeah, thanks, Grandad. I can do the maths.
Oh, you're a lovely little herding. In time, you know, Edward, they might even let you put up a house here.
A house? Well, what's wrong with the old one?
Well, I mean as well as. A house for you and Emma and George.
Oh, I get it.
Be like we never lost the place.
Oh, it's all very well, Grandad, but aren't you forgetting a few things? Like planning permission. I mean, they'd never grant it for a new house here.
Well, if you're not. Well, like you say, there's one already, and when you've built up the herd and a nice little business, the council's going to want to see that carry on, aren't they?
Oh, what's it to them?
Local enterprise. This farm supports 2 families. You and Mike. Well, 3 if you count the payback to the Stirlings. At Anders Jazzer.
Ugh, that makes it sound scary.
Scary rubbish. The council should want to protect it, and the best way to do that is to let you live on site.
Well, all that would be up to Oliver, Grandad. It's a nice dream, but I reckon that's all it is.
We'll see.
I've got to prove that I can do the job first.
Yeah, did you ask Oliver Stirling about that paperwork he was stuck on?
Yeah, I'd missed a whole column off the total. Stupid.
Good job you got him to ask.
Yeah, he's been brilliant. He still is being. I wish I could find a way to thank him.
Well, you're thanking him every day by doing a good job.
I hope so. I want to do something more than that, though. Have a think for me, will you, Grandad?
Oh, if you'll help me out.
Oh?
Your mum's Christmas present. Any ideas?
You're better off asking Emma.
Well, you always get her hand cream.
We'll get her that, then.
But would she rather have something different?
Hickory dickory dock.
Oh, not again. Jack, come on. Look, let's sit down and look at a magazine.
Hickory dickory chicken.
No, look, we're not going out. Peggy's gone out, but we're staying here.
No.
Yes, we are. Now, look, come on, be a good boy.
No.
Come on, oh. Jack. Okay, Jack, look, calm down. We will go out. See, look, we will go out.
Ah, good.
Yeah, you see? that's what we'll do. We'll go for a little drive in the car.
Out.
Yeah.
Mind if I join you?
Joe? No, of course not. It's only Jennifer. She's at the counter.
I saw her getting the queue.
Busy, isn't it?
Well, you know where that is, don't you?
Everyone's Christmas shopping, and they're in dire need of coffee already.
There was a voucher for a free one in the Echo.
Oh, was it?
Worth up to £1.95. Runs out today, though. Didn't you see it?
I don't have much time to read the paper, I'm afraid.
No, suppose you don't. Who is the old gentleman?
Jack? Oh, he's not so bad.
But not so good either, eh?
Not always, no.
I ain't seen him about for a while.
No, he doesn't go out much now.
Well, maybe I could call round, have a yarn about the old days, eh? Give you a break?
It's very kind of you, Joe, but really it's not so good at the moment.
Yeah, I see.
And I tend to have to be there all the time, unless it's one of the family. Perhaps another time.
I'm sorry for what you're going through, Mrs. I really am.
Thank you.
Losing my Susan like I did, quick like that, it was a shock, but at least she never suffered.
No.
But with your Jack like he is, everybody suffers, don't they?
When it comes to it, I don't think there's any right way, Joe.
That's true enough.
It's dreadful seeing him disappear like this. But he's still my Jack.
Of course he is. Always will be.
Yes. And I'll love him and care for him and do my best for him, come what may. For as long as it takes.
A couple of my cares and woes. Here I go, sailor.
Pound shop. Take away. Bookies. Take away. Take away. Off license.
See?
What, Jack? Oh, yeah, Father Christmas. Very good. Be Christmas soon, won't it? Wonder how Peggy's getting on with her Christmas shopping. Expect she's looking for something special for your present.
But.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, I wonder what I should put on my Christmas list. Oh, God. There.
Castle.
Not quite, darling, not quite. Just HMP Fortress Felpersham. What is it? You want the radio on?
Driving home for Christmas. Happy,
Oh, I've been flat out all morning. Me and Pat on the ice cream and Helen's in making some cheese.
Kirsty's
having to manage on her own in the shop, and even that's busy. Cuts another bit of bread, Joe.
Time of year, isn't it? Is that much all right for you, Clarina?
Very perfect. Do you know, I can't believe people stocking their freezers for Christmas already. Wouldn't work in this house, it'd all be gone.
Can't excuse fingers.
No, that's all right, Ta. And you having no more?
I ain't that hungry, Ta.
That's not like you, Joe. You ain't coming down with summer, are you?
Oh, no, I'm fine. Right as rain.
Ah, good. Helen, we're talking about Nick's too. She says she'll sit for Jake and me or any time.
Oh, that's good.
I think they played her up a bit, but she'll learn.
Do young Nick and William good to get out a bit more.
Yeah, that's what I think. William works so hard, she hardly ever sees her. Hey, and he's going to fix a day off to help do the turkey.
Oh, good lad.
So you needn't worry. The old Grundy tradition will keep going for another year. Me freezing to death in the shed, fingers blue with cold.
Well, he's got you a decent eater now.
Feathers everywhere, getting in my throat, down my bra.
Oh, well, you don't mind, really.
Oh, don't I? Well, I don't mind the slow gym when it's all over.
You know, Clary, we're pretty lucky.
Oh, you ain't been having one of them conversations with Jim Lloyd again, have you? About how hard life were in ancient Rome.
No, it's not that. I've been thinking. There's Edward, nicely set up at Grange Farm.
Fingers crossed.
William's in his steady work and he's found himself a lovely girl when you never thought he would, admit it.
No, I didn't. And Nick is good for him.
And as for Eddie, well, you've got to hand it to him, Clary. He's working his socks off.
Yeah, I do seem to be trying extra hard this year.
Well, it's been such a poor year till now. Christmas is his best chance to make up the money.
He said he's got a few good orders for turkeys. Some repeats, but some new ones too.
And there's the logs, and he reckons he can sell all the holly and mistletoe we can get our hands on.
Some of it might even be legit.
Well, I wouldn't even mind that. He's a good lad.
All right then, Joe. Summit's going on. What are you two up to? It's not another Grundy world of Christmas, is it? Oh, for pity's sake.
No. It's nothing like that. I met Peggy Woolley this morning.
Oh, and how is Mr. Woolley?
He's on a road that's only going one way, Clary.
Oh, dear. That's terrible, isn't it? When he'd had that mind for business and everything.
No, it's terrible. And then she's got all the worry of this business with Matt Crawford.
Oh, no.
I mean, Alf may not quite have managed it, but at least Eddie managed to stay out of prison. And Edward.
Yeah, just about. But you're right, I know you are. Well, you finished then, Joe.
Oh, that's all right, yeah. That was lovely.
Good. There's still some cake in the tin if you want it.
Oh, I'm fine, Ta.
Oh, I should have my rubber gloves on, really. No wonder I get through so much hand cream.
Oh, running low, are you?
Yeah, I'm a bit. But it's Christmas soon, isn't it? I dare say I'll be getting some more.
He's fast asleep. He looks really peaceful.
That's good.
So, Jack was all right, was he?
Yeah, fine.
I saw his shoes in the hall. You didn't go out, did you, Lillian?
Yeah, we did, actually.
What, into the garden?
No, I took him for a little drive.
Oh, why?
Well, he got a bit, you know, awkward at one point. I just thought it might help, you know, distract him.
And did it?
Yeah, it seemed to.
Oh, that was a good idea then.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lillian. It's done me the world of good today, getting a break.
Good. I'm pleased.
Come on, Mike. Anyone would think you didn't want to go shopping for your lovely new clothes.
No, I'm sorry, love. I just got to write a note for Jazza about the bottling.
Oh, we'll get on with it then.
Make sure he remembers to do everything proper.
Ed and Emma's decided to have the Stirlings over. So Susan was telling me.
Saturday.
Having the boss for dinner? Well, sort of. Oh, I bet Emma's terrified.
Oh, I don't think so.
What's she giving them to eat?
Oh, I don't know. But she's a good enough cook. There.
You ready now?
Yep. All yours, Vicky, my love.
Oh, I thought you were that already. Oh, I'm so glad it's today we're going to Borchester.
Yeah?
It's the Christmas light switch on, isn't it?
Well, not too late, surely.
6 o'clock.
Well, we won't be there then, will we?
Mike, the shops are open till 8. We could be there even later.
Eh?
Well, we certainly will be if we don't get going.
So, when you next see him, you might not recognise him.
Ah, she's going to make a new man of him, is she?
Poor Mike. Does he know what he's let himself in for?
Probably not. Oh, Vicky and I have arranged to meet up in town later anyway, to see the Christmas lights. I'm taking the girls.
Oh, they go up earlier and earlier every year. So much for cutting down on carbon emissions.
Nigel, you old Scrooge.
Oh, come on, Lizzie. I think we're doing our bit for the Christmas spirit at Lower Oxley.
Yeah, that's what this meeting's about, isn't it?
But we're doing it in a more sustainable way.
Oh, like with the fairy lanterns, Lorna was telling me.
And for the living Christmas tree grove in the Arboretum, we'll use the outdoor decorations we've already got.
And the trail goes down to the fairy grotto in the birch grove.
That's right.
But we are going to have an activity sheet for the children, aren't we? Like things they can look out for on the way.
Well, if you're suggesting one.
And you'll put it together?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, great.
That's just what today's for, so we can add in all these kind of extras. Oh, talking of which.
Shall I call everyone to order? Has everyone got coffee? Yes. Find yourselves a seat, please, if you haven't already.
Oh, I see. Well, yes, we would. Very.
Only me?
No, I understand. No, of course not. But please keep us in the picture, Mrs. Dawson. Yes, I will. Thank you. Thanks, yes. Bye. Oh, hello, Ruth.
Sorry to barge in.
No, don't be silly. You weren't to know.
Bad news.
Well, yes, really. Look, have a seat. Would you like some coffee?
No, thanks. I can't stay. I've got beef to deliver. I've just brought Rory's sweatshirt back.
Oh, I hadn't even missed it. There's been so much going on.
What's the problem?
Well, Lillian had a bit of a nasty episode with Jack yesterday.
Oh, dear.
He got quite aggressive and shoved her out of his way against the wall.
Is she all right?
Yes. She got a bruise and it shook her up a bit, but... Well, the real worry is that Lillian's bigger than Mum, and if Jack got rough with her, he could really hurt her.
Well, yeah.
In fact, I'm not even sure if... Well, Mum's glasses got broken the other day, and she said it was an accident, but I...
You don't think he hit her?
Well, I don't think so. I really think Mum would have told us.
Oh, Jennifer.
She'd have to. But at the very least, if he's getting violent, he may have broken her glasses deliberately.
What?
So, I was phoning the Laurels to see if there'd been any progress on a room, and she told me that they'd had one come up, but they'd given it to somebody else.
But they know you're looking...
Yes, yes, we're on the waiting list. But Mum specified a room with a garden view, you see, and this room looked out over the car park.
Oh, right.
So they didn't offer it to us.
But from the sound of it, Peggy wouldn't have accepted it anyway.
I think we've gone beyond being fussy. Jack needs professional 24-hour care.
Oh, it's so difficult. Mm.
But there is some hope. Mrs. Dawson says there could be another room coming free which might suit us.
Good. Well, when?
But she can't say. We're basically waiting for somebody to die.
Oh, dear.
I know. Oh, it's horrible, but that's the reality. Oh, I'm so sorry, Ruth. Oh, it's not very cheerful.
No, but it's what you're having to cope with. Look, I was going to ask if you were taking Rory to the Christmas lights in Borchester and if you wanted to meet up.
Oh, I'm...
But you've got such a lot on. Why don't I take him? I'm taking Josh and Ben anyway. If it'll give you a break...
Oh, that's very sweet of you, but I've arranged to take his friend Harry as well, so I've got to go.
Oh, I see.
Expect I'll see you there.
Come on, Mike. What are you doing in there?
I'm trying to... Get the button done up!
Oh. Want me to give you a hand?
Oh, how do you think that's going to help? Oh, that's got it. Oh.
Well, let's see. Oh, yes.
You reckon?
Well, what's not to like? Turn around. Just look. Look how sexy your behind looks in those.
They're a bit tight, Vic.
Well, they're meant to be.
Yeah, not this tight, I can hardly breathe.
They're jeans, they'll give.
Well, they're a size smaller than I usually buy.
Oh, no wonder your others are so baggy. They're big before they start, instead of showing off your assets.
Oh, hey, look, it's not good for you, you know, too tight trousers.
Oh, these aren't tight. Look, I can still get my fingers down your waistband.
Okay, careful, you're cutting off my blood supply. Oh, honestly, Vic. I only got into them at all because my belly's eating itself. Can't we have some lunch?
In a minute. Right, those are fine. Now, to go with them, I found you a few shirts.
That's slim fit. I'll never get into that.
Oh, I didn't notice. All right, how about this little number?
Hey, that's the sort of thing Roy wears.
Oh, yeah, it's fashionable. Try it on.
Okay.
And this?
A DJ? I've got one.
An old second-hand thing? Oh, I don't think so.
It's good enough for the few times I need it for dancing, isn't it?
Mike, you are a terrific dancer. That's how you swept me off my feet. And I don't want that to end just because we're married.
No.
And this is the dinner dance season, isn't it? And there's New Year. Don't you fancy a bit of dirty dancing with me?
Oh, well.
Go on. Oh, and there's a white tuxedo if you prefer.
Finally, to sum up what's going on inside the house...
Good luck.
Thanks. So, Victorian theme. We've got Father Christmas in the old nursery. Volunteer guides like you, Bert, and you too, please, Lewis, dressed in Victorian costume, stationed in the various public rooms. A cookery demo in the kitchens.
We'll need to find a cook. Hugh won't be able to spare anyone from the cafe. He's got Christmas lunches to do there.
True. Find cook.
And some scullery maids as well.
Oh, you might get students for that.
Well, yes, anyone over 16.
The house will be decorated with evergreens. There'll be Christmas music piped throughout, except when we have carols and so on by the Christmas tree in the hall.
Mm, find choir.
Good point. Oh, can I leave that to you, Lizzie?
I suppose so.
Thanks. Now, have I forgotten anything?
I don't think so.
Good. Then, thanks very much for your time. I suggest everybody get some lunch.
Oh, great. Well done, Nigel. I feel a lot more reassured about it now.
There's still heaps to do.
Yeah, but at least it's all written down. It's so buzzing about in my head.
I'll let you have a draft of the activity sheets by the end of the week, Nigel.
Thanks, Hayley.
I love your idea of people making these kissing bow things.
Yeah, I think they'll really catch people's imagination.
I think all of it will.
The meeting seemed very enthusiastic.
Yes, even roused Bert from his gloom about the ploughing match.
Mm. It was the big decider.
And Bert's been trailing Jimmy Prentice and Mark, what's his name, all season.
Mm. Well, this cheered him up anyway.
Yeah, the minute we mentioned mutton chop whiskers and waistcoats, it's right up his street. Mm.
It's going to be really good fun, like all of it.
I hope so. I just wish I could think of what to do with the lake.
I don't know what to have. Ought to be a salad if I'm ever going to get to them new jeans.
I keep telling you, they're a perfect fit.
Perhaps I should go all out for the belly buster while I got the chance. And the trousers to eat it in.
Oh, you have what you like, Mr. Bubbles. Oh,
Mr. Blobby more like.
Oh, shh. You're my Mr. Bubbles. Mm. And don't you forget it.
Okay.
Our first Christmas, though. And we've got your birthday before that.
Oh, don't remind me.
A big birthday, yeah. Too. Well, we'll have to decide what we're doing.
Well, something with the kids would suit me. A meal out, maybe.
Maybe.
Or a quiet night in. Just us.
Stop it. Well, we could do that any time.
Yeah, that's true. In fact, how about we go home after this for a little siesta?
Like, oh, but it's after two now, by the time we've eaten and got there and back.
There and back?
Oh, we're meeting Hayley and the children at the light switch, on. Didn't I say?
No.
Oh, sorry. Anyway, we haven't finished our shopping yet.
Haven't we?
There's still a few bits I've got my eye on for you. And we can start our Christmas shopping, can't we?
Vicky!
Or pick out Mr. Bubbles' birthday present.
When you've got your drinks, come straight back here, boys.
And you, Rory. Keep with Harry and the others.
Have you had a chance to think any more about the laurels, Jennifer?
Oh, yes, I went round to see Mum with Lillian. We told her about yesterday, what happened with Jack.
Do you think he has ever been rough with Peggy?
Oh, Mum insists not. I believe her, I think.
Well, that's something.
Yes, and it's just as well because she's still saying she wants to stick it out till the perfect room comes up.
Well, Jack does love looking at the birds, I know.
He does, but I think the luxury of waiting is something we can't afford. Still, I know Mum well enough to know I'm not going to change her mind.
No.
Anyway, how are you all at Brookfield?
Oh, fine. Running up to Christmas. Stir Up Sunday and the Prime Stock Show. We're entering the steer.
Oh, yes.
Pip's doing most of the training.
Hello. Oh, excuse me.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Sorry, it's the buggy. Thanks. Hello.
Hi, Vicky.
Oh, hello, Mike. Hayley.
Oh, evening. It's quite a crowd.
Oh, we should have taken these bags to the car market. Yeah, well. Well, you have been busy.
Mark's got a whole new wardrobe in there.
Really?
I'd give you a sneak preview if there was more room, but you'll have to wait. We won't recognise you, Mike.
Oh, no, you will. Still my ugly mug poking out of the top.
Listen to him. It's not ugly.
No way.
Now he might have to tidy this hair up a bit.
Hey.
We're nearly time, Abby. I'll get you out before Santa comes.
Oh, looking forward to this. But what I'm really looking forward to is the village light switch on.
Oh, yeah, that's really pretty. So it's not till December, though, is it, Jennifer?
December the 1st this year. I've just put it on the website.
Mike's birthday!
Oh,
that's perfect! In fact, it's a sign.
Is it?
You've got a load of lovely new clothes and the village specially lit up for you.
Oh, come on, Mike. You've got to have a party.
Now, I know you, Lillian, and you're not going to be eating properly.
Oh, man.
So I take the liberty of just making you one or two things.
Well, such a sweetheart.
Yeah, I'll pop them in here and you can defrost them when you can't be bothered to cook.
Which is most of the time. You're right, darling, you do know me well.
Well, I wasn't going to come round empty-handed, was I? Your tea and sympathy is all very well, but sometimes it's the practical things that really help.
Oh, thank you very much, very, very much.
Well, it's my pleasure.
Can I offer you some tea or something stronger?
No, thank you.
Oh, spoil sport.
No, I'm afraid I can't stop. We're out tonight.
Oh.
What are you doing?
Yeah, well, we're double dating with Helen and Leon. Adam's there already. Well, I mean, he was in Barchester, so...
Oh, the luscious Leon. I've heard a lot about him.
So have I.
No pressure on the poor man, then.
Well, I mean, he's got to be something pretty special if he's got under Helen's radar.
True. Well, let me know what you think. I wonder if I'll ever get to meet him or if he'll still be around when... Matt...
When he gets out?
Yeah.
He will get out, Lillian.
It's only a week since... Seems like forever.
Yeah, I bet it does.
I thought he might ring today, I don't know why.
Well, he will. As soon as he can.
Such a dreadful place, Ian. Look,
things will get better, Lillian. For both of you.
What, we'll get used to it, you mean? Oh, what a terrible thought.
And for you, Leon?
I'll have a lager, please.
Right, a white wine for Helen.
Yep.
Lager, and I'll get a red wine in for Ian. He's on his way.
You think you can manage to remember that all the way to the bar?
What are you implying? I won't be long.
Okay. What do you think? He's nice, isn't he?
We've only said hello.
True. Oh, I've so been looking forward to this evening.
Yeah, me too.
Thanks for suggesting this place. It's got real buzz.
Well, from what you'd said about Adam and Ian, I thought they'd appreciate a bit of style.
You're very thoughtful. Oh, by the way, we've got an invitation.
Oh, great.
You know my friend Anne? Anne Baxter?
The cheese-making dame.
Oh, she'd like that. Yes. Anyway, she's having a party.
Oh, yeah?
It's Plus Partners, and she lives the other side of Borchester, so instead of taxis, I thought it'd be easier and cheaper, probably, if we booked into a B&B.
Whoa, well, hang on a minute, Helen. When is it?
6th of December. It's a Sunday.
December? Yeah, I don't know.
Why?
We're going to be busy at the bar.
But it's a Sunday.
A Sunday in December, sweetheart. It's the run-up to Christmas.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. I wasn't thinking.
You're just not a party animal, are you?
Well, I was hoping that was going to change. Oh, it's a shame to have to go on my own. I really wanted her to meet you.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I understand. I suppose you won't be able to come to something at the Bull on December the 1st, then.
Well... what's that?
Mike's 60th?
A 60th? Why are we hanging around with all these old people?
Well, because my parents have known Mike a long time, and I have, and he's a really nice guy. And he's just got married, and Vicky's organising this big do, so I just...
Yeah, I get it.
If you can't, you can't. There'll be lots of people our age there, though.
Look, I haven't said no. I'll see what I can do.
Oh, please do.
Okay. I said I'd try.
But if December's going to be that busy, maybe you should come over to...
Here we are. Look who turned up at the bar.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Leon, this is Ian.
All right.
It's yours,
Leon.
Helen.
Thanks.
And,
hi there.
How you doing? This is
great.
Your lager, Leon.
Thanks.
Fantastic.
Right. Well, cheers.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Yeah, cheers.
Hey, we made it last.
Oh, Matt, it's so lovely to hear you.
Yeah, you too, Puss.
Oh, darling.
Look, I'm sorry it can't be too long.
Not again.
Well, bit longer than last time, but it's lock up soon.
This early?
Yeah, 8 o'clock. It's better than weekends, 6 o'clock then.
Oh my. Till when?
About 6:30 in the morning.
So you're stuck in there with...
Yeah, the gorilla.
He's not violent,
oh,
is he?
Oh, no, he's just ignorant, you know. Effing and blind in the old time.
I don't know how you're coping,
anyway,
I really
good
don't.
Good news is I'm being transferred on Monday.
Thank goodness!
Yeah, I'm going to Petchley. The other side of Borchester. Open prison.
Oh, man, that's wonderful. It's not too far.
Huh.
So when can I come?
Well, I'll find out when I get there. I'll give you a ring. But, Lillian, that's barring emergencies. It could all change.
What?
Well, things change in here all the time. Most often you don't know why. They don't tell you anything. They don't have to.
But surely, if they've told
just
you...
how it is. You have to accept it.
Right.
Or try to. So what have you been doing?
Have you seen Lillian?
Ian called round today, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think she's taken it pretty well, considering. She's really worried about Matt, though.
Yeah, of course.
Well, I don't know the guy, but from the sound of him, I reckon he'll do fine inside. Probably make a load of useful contacts and a shed load of money from his prison diary.
There speaks someone from a former penal colony.
Right. Good, excuse me. I'm into the loo before we all get too comfy. I'll leave you to get to know each other.
Right. So you went to uni in Brisbane, Leon?
That's right.
Ah. I had a mate in Africa who studied there. Earth sciences, you know.
Oh, yeah?
So, what, that's in Queensland?
What is this, pub quiz time?
But yeah, just trying to remember my geography. Kenton had a business in Cairns, didn't he?
Yes, yeah, he did. Charter Yachts, I think.
What, so that's in Queensland too?
Up the other end, but yeah.
Right. So,
How
what
much
are
longer
you...
Look, sorry, but do you mind if I just check my messages?
No, of course not.
No, you carry on.
Only my manager texts me any shift changes, you know.
Right.
Thanks.
Got a good sense of humour, has he, your manager?
She. Oh, but right. Yeah, I better text back. You talk amongst yourselves.
Nice place this, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's not been open too long.
No?
Yeah. Yeah, we lost one of our pot boys to the kitchen.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, they're welcome to him.
Oh, sorry about that. Got to keep on the boss's good side, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely. We were just saying what a nice place this is.
Oh, yeah, nice customers, too. The classiest women in Borchester, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're happy where you're working, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Suits me fine.
And is it permanent? I mean, is Borchester home now?
Oh, I don't know about that. I'm just going to see how things go.
Yeah, but meeting Helen must have made a difference.
Oh, we're just keeping things casual. Seems to suit us both.
Oh, right. I see.
Anyway, you don't want to hear about Jack. Look, let's think positive, Matt.
Yeah, I'm getting good at that.
Let's assume you get to Petchley. When I come, what can I bring?
Oh, nothing, really. I told you.
Well, there must be something, darling. Shirt, sweater. Look, what about a razor?
No.
Look, are you allowed one?
No, please, Lily.
Shoes. Now, you've only got one pair. You said you can go to the gym. What about trainers?
I'll give you some. Please, stop worrying about things.
Right. I'm sorry.
What you can bring is money.
Oh?
Yeah. They set you up an account. Like a kid with a post office book, I can have 30 quid a week.
Right. But for what?
To spend.
Where?
Oh, in the canteen.
Don't they feed you enough, Matt? You have to buy extra.
It's for treats. You know, fags and chocolate and crisps and fruit, stuff like that.
All right. Yeah, well, of course I'll bring it, Matt.
Plus, I hope to God they give me something to do sitting around here all day doing me head in.
It must be. What on earth's that?
Oh, it's lock up. In 10 minutes.
So loud.
Yeah, well, there's not much quiet in here. And there's always someone raising hell.
Oh, Matt.
It was Chalky the other day.
I wondered if you'd seen him.
He hasn't done himself any favours. He's been assessed Category C.
Which is?
Well, I'm Category D, hence where I'm going.
So, he won't be with you?
I doubt it.
That's one thing to be grateful for.
Oh, I am. It's been the one bright spot so far.
Thanks for this evening, Helen.
I really enjoyed it. I hope you did too.
Yeah, yeah. Good to meet you, Leon.
Good to have met you too. And you, Ian.
Yeah.
Oh, it's been lovely. Night, Adam.
Mm. Night.
Ian?
No, night. Mm. No, night.
Drive safely, won't you?
Oh, we will. Bye.
Bye. We'll do it again sometime.
Yeah, sure.
Well, what did you think?
What did you think?
Well, he seems a nice enough bloke.
Really? You thought so?
Well, okay, he didn't seem that interested in us.
No, he wasn't, was he? I mean, I don't think he asked us a single question.
No. Was I boring? I didn't go on that much about polytunnels. I am learning.
No, you were fascinating on the subject, as always.
Well, Helen did ask. You think he's got a problem with us being gay?
No, I didn't get that vibe.
What do you think it is, then?
Well, I think he's got a problem with men, full stop.
What?
Well, he's just not very interested in them or their company.
Really?
Yeah, well, I mean, did you not get the reference to the classy women in that place?
Well, yeah, but...
Yeah, and the female boss and how he was checking out every woman that passed the table.
Was he?
Oh, come on, open your eyes, Adam. I mean, he wasn't exactly subtle. And I mean, if Helen had taken off her rose-coloured glasses for 1 minute, she'd have seen it too.
Oh, dear. This isn't sounding good.
No, it isn't. Well, the guy's a player, if you ask me. I mean, what was that about keeping it casual?
Well, there's not much we can do about it. He's Helen's choice.
Well, I just wish I'd met him sooner.
You can't change that either.
I gave her so much encouragement, though. I mean, she was all stars in her eyes about him, and I was so pleased to see her happy. Well, she's more than happy. She's glowing.
Oh, yeah, she looks great.
Yeah, but for how much longer? I mean, if that's what he's really like, well, it'd be nothing but trouble.
Look, it wasn't just you, Ian. Kirsty's been talking him up. Brenda, Annette, and they're...
Yeah, well, I think that really proves my point. He's all charm to anything in a skirt.
Well, I'm sorry, but Helen's a grown-up. It's her life.
Yeah, I know, but, I mean, she's a one-man woman. Is Leon a one-woman man? Do you want a cup of tea, Mum?
Oh, no, thanks, sir, but I'm on my way to the ball. Is Emma not in?
No, they've got some do at Lower Loxley. Corporate thing. Just got George to bed.
That's why I called. She promised me his Christmas list.
Oh,
We're going to nip into town over the weekend, you see. Me and your dad. I've got to start my Christmas shopping, or at least start looking.
Right. Well, I know there is a list. I don't know...
Where it is?
No. Well, this is all stuff about Grange Farm. Oh, here's something from school. Yeah.
Got it?
No, sorry, but you saved me the journey. Happy anniversary.
Oh, thanks, love.
Well, it's Emma that remembered.
That's very kind. We'll open it tomorrow.
Yeah, well, it might remind Dad what day it is.
He's remembered. He's taking me out.
Want to do this shopping?
No, to a Chinese.
Oh.
I know. Well, he sold lots of turkeys now. And he's landed himself a job at Lower Loxley for this big Christmas thing.
Oh, deck the hall?
Yeah. He's in charge of the car park. He's got people to supervise and all. Well, Pip and Daniel. So, no list then.
Sorry. I'll get Em to call you, shall I?
Yeah, okay. If she could just give me a few ideas.
Yeah, we'll do.
I'll get off then. Oh, that's a nice brace of pheasant.
Yeah. Oliver and Caroline's coming over tomorrow night.
Pheasant casserole, eh?
That's your recipe, of course.
That's nice. Edward, they are okay, aren't they, them birds?
Well, they're perfect. Not high or anything.
I didn't mean that. You didn't poach them.
Mum, I'm a respectable tenant farmer, remember?
So were your dad, and we all know where he went when he wanted to help me out with the food shopping.
Yeah, I've got a bag.
Oh, great. 4 would be enough for you, Robert.
Yeah, thanks, Jolene. It's just to tide us over. £5, is that right?
Yeah, please.
Here we are.
Thanks. I didn't know you were such a fan of dry ginger.
No, it's not for me, it's for Kaz. Coriander.
Oh, your daughter. She's coming to stay, isn't she?
Yeah, with the baby. Lindy's been doing a lot of research about the needs of nursing mothers. It seems they need lots of fluids.
Right.
So we've invested in a new water filter and laid in various soft drinks, but she suddenly realised dry ginger was missing.
Well, you ready for anything now?
I hope so. They're going to be later than we thought.
Traffic?
No, they missed most of that by the time they set off. It's the first time they've travelled with Oscar, and babies need an awful lot of stuff, apparently.
These days, yeah.
So fitting it all in the car, along with Justin's luggage, posed a bit of a challenge.
And he's away for how long?
Well, just over a month.
Oh, that's hard.
Yeah. Still, thank goodness for modern technology. At least he can keep in touch. And he can even see Oscar when he phones.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Sorry I'm late.
Oh, no worries.
Evening, Clary.
Hello.
We're not exactly fighting the customers off.
Kathy's showing a film, isn't she?
For children in need, yeah. And who isn't at that is at home watching Terry Wogan, I suppose.
All in a good cause, Jolene.
Yeah, like keeping your local open, isn't it?
Now.
Yeah, OK. There's something by the till for you, Clary.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Vicky left it.
Oh. I must get back. Thanks for these.
Pleasure. Yeah, bring the little one down to see us,
yeah? Yeah, we will. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my life. Have you seen this, Jolene?
Vicky did show them to me, yeah. Yeah, she came in to discuss the decor for upstairs.
But she only had the idea for this party Wednesday. She ain't hung about.
That's not her style, is it?
I don't know what she'd call her style. Mr. Bubbles is 60.
She's dead chuffed with the invites. With the champagne glass and the
bubbles. Yeah. Oh, poor Mike. He must be so embarrassed.
Oh, he ain't seen nothing yet. Wait till he clocks the Mr. Bubbles banner she wants over the buffet.
Oh.
Half past eight.
Yes, Lindy, I know.
My lentil bake is the most accommodating of dishes, but even that won't keep forever.
I'm sure they'll be here soon.
Well, I do hope so, for all our sakes.
Justin will still be in plenty of time for his flight. That's the main thing.
I'm sorry, Robert, but your attitude is going to need a very swift readjustment.
Is it?
Yes. The main thing is baby Oscar.
Oh, yeah, of course. Him too.
Him too? The first Snell grandchild, scion of your noble family?
Well, he isn't, actually. He's got Justin's name.
Well, you know what I mean. Arriving this late is going to play havoc with his routine.
Do we know he's got a routine?
Well, you know I didn't want to quiz her too closely,
because
but...
Because from what I remember... OK, it's over 30 years ago, but the whole thing was chaos for the first few weeks. Months, even.
Well, that may have been the girl's mother's way. But according to some baby experts, it is possible, desirable even, to have a routine from day one.
Well, you'll have to see what Kaz thinks about that.
Oh, yes, of course. She has to find her own way. But to be on the safe side, I've armed myself with knowledge across the board.
Well, I'm very touched you've gone to so much trouble.
Oh.
And I'm sure Kaz will be too.
Oh, Robert, trouble is the last thing it's been. Was that a car?
Could be.
Oh,
it's them.
Oh, is the house warm enough? Should I turn this radiator up?
Please don't. It's tropical.
But Robert, it's crucial. With a small baby, you have to be so...
Hello.
Hi, Dad.
Do you want any help?
No. Don't crowd them, Robert.
Oh, it's all right, thanks. Justin's getting Oscar out. He's got the knack with the car seat. Oh,
lovely to see you.
Oh, you too. It's such a relief to be here.
Oh.
Hi, Linda.
Hi. Mwah. Mwah.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, not at all.
Whew, it's hot in here.
It is quiet, isn't it?
Afraid so.
Still, it makes me feel less guilty for monopolising your time again.
I've told you, Lillian, any time.
You're very good, darling.
Have you heard any more from Matt?
He rang last night.
Oh, good. Does he know where he's going yet?
Petrie, the other side of Borchester, on Monday, supposedly.
Oh, that's great.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Oh, come on, at least it's close by.
Yeah, yeah. And at least Chalkman will be going somewhere else.
Will he?
Been a naughty boy already, apparently.
No change there, then. So when can you go and see Matt?
He's going to call me when he gets there. Let me know when and how.
Oh, great. Well, that's progress.
Yeah, I know. But...
What?
Well, I understand it's difficult for him. I mean, all of it difficult, but... I mean, difficult on the phone.
Yeah, the screws are probably listening in too.
Do you think so?
Well, yeah. Not every call, but...
I hadn't thought of that. This is what I mean. I'm just stupid about it all. Can I tell you something?
Of course.
But please don't say anything to anyone.
You know I won't. Cross my heart.
I did something awful.
Go on.
I was looking after Jack on Tuesday, and he was being a bit... Well, awkward. He kept wanting to go outside. So I told him we would. And I put him in the car and we went to Felpersham.
Oh, Lillian.
I just had to see where Matt is. I had to see it for myself.
Get as close as you could.
God, Julian, it's a horrible place.
Yeah.
Knowing he was in there and I couldn't get to him.
Oh, poor you.
Well, never mind me. I mean, how could I have done it to Jack?
What?
Dragging him with me.
You said he wanted to go out.
To look at a prison?
Lillian, the fact is, it doesn't matter where you took Jack. He's not going to remember.
No, well, that's why I knew I could do it. But it doesn't make it right.
Look, you said he was being awkward. Did it calm him down?
Yeah.
Well, then don't beat yourself up about it. You've got enough of that going on already.
Yeah, I suppose so. Do you know, he thought it was a castle.
There you are, then.
Oh, thanks, Julie.
Oh, stop thanking
me. I mean it. I can't tell anyone in the family about it.
No. Well, it's safe with me. So you forget about it. And focus on next week.
Yeah, I'll try.
And you make sure you look $1 million for that visit. Show everyone you're coming out fighting.
Yeah. I just don't know what I'm going to find with Matt. You know, I mean, I don't know what we're going to have to say to each other.
Oh, that'll be something.
What, trivia about the village? I can't see him telling me much about what life's like for him.
Don't run ahead. Wait and see.
I don't know. The whole prison thing. I mean, it's not just Matt being locked up. It's more about him locking me out. Isn't he perfect?
They usually are when they're asleep.
He's changed so much already. Is the ambient temperature better now, do you think?
Well, I'm fine. Oscar seems happy enough.
Do you think so? Can he be comfy with his head on one side like that? Won't he get a crick in his neck? Maybe if I just straighten
him... No, Lindy, don't touch him.
I'm not going to hurt him, quite the opposite.
Well, I don't think... I mean... Let's not risk waking him, eh? Babies are very flexible, you know.
Well, if you say so.
And I think it'd be more useful if we made a start on getting the stuff upstairs. Well,
there is rather a lot.
What the devil's this piece
of... It's a breast pump, Dad.
Oh, good Lord. Sorry.
Feel free.
Justin gone off all right?
Yes. He's going to call from the airport.
Oh, won't that be rather...
About midnight, yeah. Well, don't worry. We'll still be up.
Oh,
oh, here we go.
Hadn't we better just...
Oh, I usually leave him to wake himself up properly. There's a fair bit of snuffling and grunting first.
Oh, how adorable. Look, Robert, his little nose going.
I can see you two are dying to get hands on. Hello, you. Let's get you out. Dad?
Oh, my God.
Oh, there, you're a natural. Honestly, it's such a relief. If we hadn't been able to come here, I don't know what I'd have done.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
Oh, it's a pain Justin's had to go at all. But if he had to... Anyway, bathroom's still in the same place?
Yeah.
Great. I'll grab a quick bath before his feed.
What? But will he be all right? What if he starts to cry?
Oh, I'll only be 10 minutes. It'll take him that long to come round. Anyway, I'm sure you'll cope.
Oh, Robert. He's here. Our grandson.
Yeah.